mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
An extra segment with our guest, Ranger Ray Martinez. So honored to have him in studio today. And what, rangerray.net, you said, sir?
That's right.
Finishing up your story, so the young man running against the judge says he paved this road all the way to his house, obviously, you know, very corrupt, and then everybody claps for stations that just joined us. This is in South Texas. The young man sits down, the judge stands up and says,
ladies and gentlemen of Webb County, what the young man has told you is truth. I did pave the road. I had the road paved to my ranch. Now, do you want to elect this young man and pave his ranch road? And he sat down and he got reelected.
You're kidding.
But that's the way it was, you know, over there.
Wow.
But there was a lot of corruption and, of course, voter fraud. I was involved in a lot of it, investigating a lot of those elections. I always voted absentee because I was never going to be in my home precinct during election day. I was going to be somewhere in South Texas supervising elections or investigating the elections.
Do the reports of nationwide election fraud today concern you?
They sure do. I don't know why, but ever since man first came on this earth and they started voting, there's been somebody that has always been around trying to figure out a way how to cheat.
Yeah, there were cases 3,000 years ago with the Greeks where they would, you know, put the stones in the bowls and people would be trying to put extra stones in there, have them in their sleeve. I wish we had more police officers like you today, more people who've really led a life of service, and you're a great example and a model for everybody, not just in Texas, but around the country. Ranger Ray Martinez, a director of the former Texas Ranger Association, the man who pumped the most rounds in the first rounds into Mr. Whitman. 40 years ago, that was just about to happen here in a few minutes, wasn't it?
Yeah, in about 30 minutes or less.
All right. Well, Ranger Ray, thank you so much for joining us today, sir.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you letting us take so much of your time and your lovely wife being here, who I'm told is a Fredericksburg girl. I've got some family lives out in Fredericksburg. All right. Well, we're almost out of time here, Ranger Ray. Just in closing, in the last minute or two we've got left, anything else you'd like to add out there to police because just society in general about standing up against corruption?
Well, it is an ongoing problem, and we have a battle that we have to wage against corruption. We have to vote. By all means, vote, because that is the thing that has bothered me the most, that people don't get out and vote, and we're electing people with a very, very small percentage of voters. I would like to see about 50-60% of the population get out there and vote. At least we could have some good representation. Let me say this. There is corruption in South Texas, but I'll tell you one thing. They know how to get the voters out. And that is the sad part, because they really bring those people out in Duval County, Laredo. They really bring the voters out.
You guys have now settled in beautiful New Braunfels.
That is correct.
Why'd you choose New Braunfels? It's nice folks, pretty landscape?
It's a beautiful country. And my family is in Austin. Hers is in Fredericksburg, so we're just about a mile, about an hour away from both sides.
So you're right between your family. Well, that's why I live in Texas, because all my family lives right here in Austin. And so you're now. Did you hear that you were this has been named Officer Ray Martinez Day in Austin today?
That is correct. I know the proclamation was made last Thursday.
Well, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. Well, it's been, again, a great honor to have you with us here. And also the testament about citizens and the Second Amendment defending the population and helping police do their job. It's good to hear an officer, you know, talk about that and say that, because we see so many political pressures now against the Second Amendment to really try to turn police against it. It's good to know that most police are still, even today, pro-Second Amendment.
Well, I'm happy to say that again about those citizens, and they never, never got their just award or recognition. And I think they did a tremendous job in saving a lot of lives on that day.
Thank you again for joining us. All right, that is Ray Martinez. We'll be right back.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we had that scheduled for a few weeks. Obviously, the Israeli war is going on over in the Middle East, the attack on Lebanon. We've got the situation with Fidel Castro. It's so historical that his C-SPAN has aired at three times, our big 9/11 Scholar Symposium panel roundtable discussion. One final airing, we're told, coming up in, well, 4 hours and 4 hours and 5 minutes on C-SPAN 1. So please tell everyone to tune into that. That's 5:15 Central, 6:15 Eastern. And we'll talk more about that. I know that we've got a bunch of callers who are holding Vince, Jason, Tom, and many others. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. I'm going to move through your calls very quickly, as I did in the first hour. But the reason we had Ray Martinez in here is because, I mean, I'd read a lot about him in the past, or some about him, and I knew that he really fought corruption in South Texas, went up against the Texas Mafia down there that originally sent Lyndon Johnson to Congress. These are the folks that basically put the people in power that killed Kennedy. And then at the same time, killing Charles Whitman and so many other things that Ray Martinez did. And I wish police were like that today. But even going back then, they weren't perfect. In fact, you heard him criticizing, and in private he criticizes even more, that most of the police were standing around either running out of the area or sucking their thumbs or screwing around and nonchalantly talking about there's somebody up there shooting. And I don't claim to be some big hero or a tough guy, but I know with total certainty, I guess there's fight or flight. that if I knew somebody was up on a tower shooting people, that I would get a gun and I would go and kill them. And, of course, I might get killed because I probably wouldn't clear a building. I'd just go charging in. I mean, that's how I am. You can call me stupid if you want, but that's how men are supposed to behave. And, again, I'm not here, you know, well, I could do something like that. No. Most people today aren't like that. And I don't understand it. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I've had people pull guns on me, and I've taken them away and beaten them over the head with it. And, yes, I've had people attack me with knives. I can't believe how sweet and nice Austin is compared to growing up in Dallas. And I just don't understand how it isn't instinctive that when somebody's up on a tower shooting people for an hour, no one was doing anything, and Ray Martinez shows up an hour plus into it, that he goes in there and there is one other police officer there and a citizen. And this happens over and over again. I don't know how citizens aren't involved, how people don't feel like they have a compulsion to be involved. Now, I mean, I know it's instinct, fight or flight. I tend to fight. I mean, it's instinctive. It's automatic. It's instant that when I see a psychopath, a criminal, a scumbag, and it's the same thing with what we do every day. We have to have the moral courage that many of you had to expose 9/11 as an inside job on day one. Moral courage, and many times, takes greater courage than physical actions. But again, there was a case, 3-4 years ago, an Austin police officer got run over at the corner of William Cannon and I-35 on the access road. And for, 45 minutes, nobody helped him. Nobody called the police until a cop car drove by, and they helped him. I see cases all the time. Was one up in Canada. What was it, in Toronto? The young girl beaten and raped with a pipe and beaten in the head on a major street, on a major sidewalk. People walking around her. And the CEO of a big telecom giant got in trouble because he was looking out the window, and everybody was looking. He laughed at her and said, oh, nobody cares. You know, everybody go back to work. Don't call the police. You know, that'll distract work. The case, I mean, I read these all the time where some old lady gets mugged out in the street and nobody helps her. And, again, I don't even think that's courage, ladies and gentlemen, to, if you see people mugging somebody, to go beat their brains out. I mean, I've never understood it. I don't understand it. I told the story. Everybody thanked me when I did a Heimlich maneuver a few years ago at La Madeleine restaurant in North Austin. It's kind of a fast food French place. No, not really, but you know what I mean. And I'm in there, and I go to the bathroom, and I come back, everybody's freaking out. This woman's choking, turning purple, falling all over the table. And I say, somebody do the Heimlich, and people are like, be quiet, call 911, call 911. And I sit there about 20 seconds watching these people, men and women, probably 15, 20 of them standing around her going, 911, 911, she would have died. And then I tried to go in to help her, and I had these women pushing on me going, what, wait. And then I shoved them out of the way, grabbed her, did the Heimlich. A big wad of bread came out of her mouth, and everybody was telling me how great I was, and I just basically fled the scene because I didn't want to hear it. Now, to me, that is normal. And then something else happened like that. I was at one of these, my children like to go to these, you know, they got these places where it's like indoor gymnasiums, and this girl, they have like it's like a ladder laying on its, you know, laying on its side, and they like do things on it. And she got in it and got stuck in it, and she was panicking. And I sat there about 2 minutes while everybody stood around while she was panicking with her head stuck in it. And she was starting to jerk and cry and freak out, and I had to walk over and push the people aside again and turn her head and you know, get her and pull her out of there. And she wasn't hurt. She was about to get hurt. You know, it's like an animal get caught in a trap and rip its own leg off. Again, people ask why I do what I do, why I fight the New World Order, why I stand up at police checkpoints, why I go protest thumb scanning biometrics and get arrested, why I go and sneak into Bohemian Grove, or why I go and bullhorn the Bilderberg Group. And I mean, there's a good chance they're going to kill me, and I understand that. My only sadness is after they kill me, I'm ready to die to stand up against evil. I'm committed. I'm not even worried about it. I think it's an honor to stand up and to be sacrificed in the jaws of this if need be. My only sadness is I won't be able to continue my work, continue to hopefully inspire people to fight the globalist in a better fashion than I do, because I'm not perfect. I got a lot of problems. And I know that after they kill me, if they do kill me, and if that's God's will, it'll happen. I don't know if that's going to happen. There's a good chance of it. That then all the hit pieces and all the moles and all the COINTELPRO are going to attack me and slander me and try to destroy me, because if they kill me, then they'll have to destroy me even further in the public view, so that I won't be, you know, some type of martyr. So I also know that. I'll probably, if I am killed, go down in history as a scumbag and a crazy man like Jim Garrison or somebody. And that's just too bad. But you know what? The people that really know, the people that are involved, the people that are informed, they will know the truth about what we've done. But, yeah, Otto Hansen. It was the citizens that were shooting at Whitman, because he killed most of the 14 just in the first 10, 15 minutes. And once they pinned him down, he only wounded a few other people. Because there were over 50, according to the numbers I've seen, they don't even know the full numbers, of citizens, and then police showed up, finally shooting at Charles Whitman up on the tower. And it was Otto Hansen who would drive out his ambulance while it was being shot and was loading police officers and other people that had been shot, pregnant women, into it. And so he got a bunch of awards for that, one of the few, quote, civilians that did. And you notice that Texas Ranger Ray Martinez talked about how the media and the government and the police didn't give any credit to the citizens that were shooting at Whitman. It's because it had already started. The anti-gun mentality had already started, and they don't want to send the message that citizens with guns are a good thing. Again, you're never going to stop lone nuts from going out and shooting people. All you can hope is there's going to be armed citizens that have got guns there to stop them. So, you know, people like Otto Hansen. I've talked to people that knew Otto Hansen, not just Mike Hansen, his son, who fights the New World Order with me and done a lot of great work, and snuck into Bohemian Grove with me. And Otto Hansen was there trying to get police to help him drive out and drag people while Otto Hansen was being shot at. In fact, I think it was in the news. Mike told me he even had fragments of semen in him because the bullets were impacting around him. And he was trying to get police to help him load even officers and, as I mentioned, a pregnant woman into the car, and they wouldn't even help. I mean, again, what is wrong with people that I've talked to other auto mechanics. You'll be getting your car fixed, and aren't you Alex Jones, works with Mike Hansen? Oh, I used to race hot rods with Otto Hansen. I mean, Otto Hansen was a nice, you know, beer drinking, race car driving, slash ambulance driving, just good old boy. And it wasn't even an issue of courage. You got people bleeding to death. You're an ambulance driver. Back then, the ambulance driver was the paramedic as well. And they were private, and so you go out there and you help people. And so we've gone from 1966 with most of the police sucking their thumbs and sitting there to Columbine in 1999 for 4 hours and 15 minutes. 4 hours and 15 minutes outside, afraid to go into the school. While most of the 14 then again that died, 14 that died bled to death from wounds that were treatable. So, it's just amazing. It's the same mentality that there are a bunch of yuppies and middle class people listening right now who know 9/11 is an inside job, and they're not even going to tell their wife or husband about it. They're not even going to inform their neighbors. They're not going to talk about it at church. They're going to do nothing, because it's the same type of jellyfish cowardice. Again, what I'm trying to impart here to you is that it is instinctive. It is automatic. You have got to get in the mode. I got to be honest with you. I mean, I'm actually attracted to charging up into a tower and killing a sniper. I mean, I actually want. I guess it's a warrior mentality, and I just don't understand. And again, it's just normal to me. I don't understand people being completely and totally cowardly. And again, it's moral cowardice. It's even worse than physical cowardice. In the face of physical adversity, I don't know how police see corruption all around them and do nothing about it. I don't know how Austin cops can go to somebody's house without a warrant and watch CPS force some crying blue-collar mother with her auto mechanic husband to sign over their baby because there were dirty dishes in the sink, and it's all color of law, and the cop sits there. And I've been there when this stuff's happened. I've covered this, hospitals and houses, and, you know, back when I had time to, you know, fight that major issue, I've gone and covered it while a mother's sitting there crying, and they're ordering her, and the cop reaches over and puts his hand on her neck and says, sign it, because he's so stupid he doesn't know he's acting like a Nazi pig. Yeah, I mean, again, that is just cowardice, and a coward dies 1,000 deaths. That's how this starts. Cowards rationalize and make excuses to themselves. Stop being evil. Do what you should. In fact, get that song one ready. I want to play that.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt, black, with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's LIBBERTEES. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNLive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it. Did I disappoint you or leave a bad taste in your mouth? You act like you never had love, and you want me to go without. Well, it's too late tonight to drag the past out into the light. We're one, but we're not the same. We get to carry each other, carry each other. One. Have you come here for forgiveness? Have you come to raise the dead? Have you come here to play Jesus to the lepers in your head? Did I ask too much, more than a lot? You gave me nothing now, it's all I got. We're one, but we're not the same. Well, we hurt each other, and we're doing it again. You say love is a temple, love a higher law. Love is a temple, love the higher law. You ask me to enter, but then you make me crawl. And I can't be holding on to what you've got when all you've got is hurt. One love, one blood, one life. You've got to do what you should. One life with each other, sisters, brothers. One life, but we're not the same. We get to carry each other, carry each other. One.
All right. That's Johnny Cash doing a cover from, that band U2 that's always out worshiping the United Nations. But a great song. When you live in a society where you don't care about other people, where you're not involved against corruption, when you're not standing up for the weak, when you only care about yourself, things go downhill very, very fast. And I know there's a sinister, wicked, corrupt, sadistic, cold group of globalists turning the world into a prison and laughing at us with total hubris and arrogance, believing that we don't have a snowball's chance in Hades of defending them, of defending the people that are there that need to be defended. Well, we do have a chance to defeat them. We do have a chance to defend the weak and the meek. We do have a chance to bring down the globalists. Look, corruption is always going to be here, you know, until God comes and sorts it all out. But we have a job. We have a job to build a better world. We have a job to have faith, to believe that we can affect change, and to stand up and defend the innocent. I look at all these dead children in Lebanon, and I know that Israel staged all of this, and I know that it's only going to empower the radicals like Hamas. And I know this is all part of the wartime escalation they need for the election coming up here and the ongoing weapon sales in the region. And I've got to go public. I've got to criticize what Israel's doing. I've got to say that it's wrong. And, you know, it's not in my Bible to worship Israel and do what the wicked leaders of Israel do any more than it's in my Bible to worship George Bush or Bill Clinton or any of these people. I go off the fruits of what they've done and what they're creating. And we have a job, ladies and gentlemen, to stand up for the weak and to resist tyranny and to stand up against tyranny. And we're going to do it. And you can see people waking up. You can see it bearing fruit right now. All right, we'll come back and go straight to your calls to balance the broadcast at 1-800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Welcome back. I'm going to play a short clip from 40 years ago today. Going on, it was going on at this time. Right now, a compilation of a newscast while Charles Whitman was on the tower shooting and killing 14 people, injuring 33. Let's go ahead and roll that clip, and we'll go right to your calls.
A Marine veteran who was an expert marksman shot and killed 10 unsuspecting noontime strollers on the University of Texas campus today, and then he was cut down an hour and a half later by an Austin policeman. When the shooting ended, 30 others were seriously injured. And then the bodies of the alleged sniper's mother and wife were found in his apartment, both dead. The tally at this hour is 13 dead, 30 wounded, and that figure includes the death of the man police say did the shooting. The sniper, identified as 24-year-old Charles J. Whitman, started shooting from the observation deck of the 27-story tall University Tower. He fell moving targets blocks away. The terror-filled 90 minutes started at 5 minutes before 12 Austin time, and it was 1:22 when policeman Ramiro Martinez shot Whitman. Victims were cut down on the west and south sides of the campus as the sniper zeroed in on his targets with unerring accuracy. Those who were felled with bullets from the high-caliber rifle were pulled to safety as soon as possible by officials and passers-by. Others crouched in terror. Heavily armed Austin police, sheriff's deputies, highway patrolmen, and Texas Rangers converged on the campus and began returning the sniper's fire. But he was well entrenched, and he had a fantastic vantage point of the entire area. Reporter Charles Ward was on the scene as the gun battle raged. He described what was happening and then interviewed a Vietnam veteran who risked his life to pull the victims to safety.
Ambulances screaming all over the city, and more shots. More shots being fired at the tower and from the tower. On the mall, with department shells. One of those who is out of breath now after running out onto the mall rescuing those who have been shot is Brian Ellison of Austin, who's been in Vietnam and has been back for 2 years. Brian, how many have you gone out to rescue?
Today, two.
What did you have to do?
Run hard and keep low.
Did you have any trouble getting them up, or did any shots come close to you while you were out there?
No shots came close to me. Just the last one. He was dead. He was dead weight. He was a little hard to pick up, too limp. Not like someone was knocked out.
How many have you seen that are dead today?
Just one. I hope not anymore.
But many of the victims could not be moved until after the sniper was gunned down. And then the university students moved in to see what had happened. One ambulance driver was shot and critically injured trying to haul the wounded to safety. A policeman was killed as he moved in armed to try to get a sight on the sniper. A University of Texas professor was killed as he walked to class. The campus at one time looked like a battlefield. Dead people were lying on the sidewalks under 100-degree temperature, with police and others occasionally darting from cover to cover. The sniper was well-armed and apparently planned a long siege. After he was cut down, police hauled out of the barricaded observation deck two 30-06 rifles with telescopic sights, a .357 Magnum pistol, and a shotgun. He had two large jugs of water and a footlocker containing food and hundreds of rounds of ammunition. What caused the man to take the lives of so many and wound so many others on a hot summer day may be found in a letter discovered by the bodies of the alleged sniper's mother and wife late this afternoon. The typed letter related Whitman's headaches and his plans to kill his mother and wife, and a grim notation on the message read, "Mother and wife, now dead, 3 a.m. His wife was a biology teacher at an Austin high school. The letter was typed last night. This is Neil Speltz reporting from Austin.
And, again, talking to eyewitnesses, people were there. You heard Ranger Ray earlier. Most of the police were running in the other direction, leaving detectives and others, getting out of the university area. And then that's when Ranger Ray got angry and decided to, then an Austin police officer, to go down there and do something about it himself. Then he was shocked to not find an assault team an hour plus into it, not already being in the building, clearing it. And the whole moral to this is the government can't and will not protect you. They cannot do it. They will not do it. And you notice statistically that it's the ambulance drivers and men who worked at UT who were out there helping police officers and citizens that had been shot, not the police. That is on the record, just like Columbine. And there was a case, remember, 3 weeks ago, where in a grocery store, one of the employees, what was it, stabbed and killed one person, stabbed like 10 others. I forget. It was horrible. And it was in the Associated Press that one of the managers was coming. He had a gun in his car, and he drew down on the guy with a knife. I would have just blown him away. And he dropped the knife and stopped it, though he was charging up about chasing out one of the employees, still stabbing him. I would have just blown him away because he's a threat. And then the police actually chastised him in the news, saying he shouldn't have done that. He put himself in danger. Hey, it's one thing for citizens not to put themselves in danger. That's cowardly. It's even more cowardly to go get a paycheck and a pension and all of this stuff and to not go into harm's way. It's the same thing. The military and the police didn't come to help in New Orleans, did they? They came to take the guns. And when thousands of firemen and police from around the country went there to go help people, they were told by FEMA, no, you can't help. So that's the moral to this story. All right, let's go ahead and go to the calls. I've said enough on this subject, but it was a timely 40-year anniversary going on at this very same time. Coming up in a few minutes, in fact, we're right around the time that Ray Martinez killed him. All right, let's go ahead and take calls. Vince in Chicago, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I haven't spoken to you in a while. I've been listening since about 1997, and I want to say God bless you for your work.
Thank you.
A lot of people have heard links of George Pappy Bush, our first Bush president, to the assassination of John F. Kennedy, I'm sure. And I believe that that is the main reason why Pappy Bush was named CIA director in 1975 to follow William Colby at that time.
Yeah, he was involved in the Bay of Pigs, everything. Bush was a big CIA operative right out of World War II.
Yeah, well, he allegedly never worked a day in his life for the CIA, yet he's named a director in 1975 to replace the very patriotic William Colby, who was murdered right after Oklahoma City. But do you remember that speech that George Bush made on September 11th, 1990, exactly 11 years before the World Trade Center was destroyed?
We can see a new world order coming into view.
Yeah, 1,000 points of light, a new world order. Well, I always thought that was very esoteric, and I really didn't understand what the heck he was talking about.
That is in Luciferian Bibles. That is extremely satanic.
Well, you know, I heard an audio link of John F. Kennedy about 3 or 4 days before he was assassinated, that he made the quote, I believe it was exactly something to the effect that he was going to break or smash the CIA into 1,000 pieces.
Yes.
And I always kind of thought that that statement by George Pappy Bush was kind of a symbolic mockery of JFK's remarks. I don't know, because I never quite understood it, but did you know that a year after World Trade Center was destroyed on September 11th, 2002, there was a certain memorial that they recreated in New York City to recreate the Twin Towers that were destroyed. And you know what that memorial was?
Yes, they shot the light up, and they said it was the 1,000 points of light.
Yeah, it was 1,000 spotlights to recreate the World Trade Center. I just think that's another one of your esoteric fingerprints that these...
Oh, they love it. They love it. I appreciate your call. If you look at criminology, psychopaths, serial killers always leave little totems, little signets, little logos, little death cards, and it's part of the psychology of these type of individuals. Let's talk to Jason in Texas. Jason, welcome.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to say that I have tickets to see your premiere. I guess coming up in a couple weeks to see Terrorstorm.
Yes, are you going to the Dallas or the Austin premieres?
Yeah, the Dallas.
Can't wait to see you there.
And also, I wanted to comment, I used to attend Ben Edwards University in Austin, and I was in a class called Mass Media Communications. And in that class, we actually watched Loose Change and a few other documentaries. And I have to say, the whole class was really into it, and I was pretty amazed once I learned more about it.
It's all because of people like you out there making copies of the videos. It's everywhere. Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, Loose Change 1 and 2. I hope Terror Storm, it's my best film. I think it's the best film out there. I hope everybody will get it, make copies, and make sure that it becomes an important film.
All right, man. Well, I just want to say good job. So I guess I'll see you at the premiere.
I appreciate it. Yes, coming up on the 26th of August at the Lakewood Theater in Central Dallas, right by White Rock Lake, we will premiere the final official Terror Storm. I will then give a speech and take questions. Then for an hour, Jim Mars will speak from JFK to 9/11. Then we'll show about 35-40 minutes from the best footage we got at the Bilderberg Group, the up-close video of David Rockefeller and Queen Beatrix, and others, the interviews with Jim Tucker, Daniel Estulon, and others. And then for 2 hours, we'll have some live music from 7. Doors open at 7. It starts at 7:30, and it goes till 2 a.m. But you can come and, you know, just stay till midnight if you'd like, or stay the entire time. It's going to be fantastic. Tickets are going quick at InfoWars.com, or you can call toll-free to get them, 1-888-253-3139. And lest I not forget, in this last push, there's been a huge push all over the web on hundreds of radio talk shows, people calling in, telling them to tune in to C-SPAN this afternoon, 5:15 Central, 6:15 Eastern, 4:15 Mountain, 3:15 Pacific, and to tune in to the final airing of the 9/11 Neocon Agenda Roundtable Panel Discussion. It was amazing. And while you're at it, make a VHS, make a DVD copy, record it, and give that one copy to somebody, or make a copy and make a bunch of copies from that and give it to people. Again, this is exponential. Maybe a little too late to go email everybody on your email list. They may not read it the next few hours, but go to the message boards one more time. Visit three or four message boards. Post on them to tell everybody to tune into C-SPAN tonight, to tell doubters and people that don't know about 9/11 or haven't heard all these experts speak on it. It was a powerful, compelling panel. And again, you can go to cspan.org right now and watch the panel via the internet, but it's never as good. It's low bandwidth what they've got. It's never as good as actually watching it on television. Soon it will be, though, with increased bandwidth power, with the connectivity of the web growing. So that is coming up. Please tell everyone. Continue to call into radio talk shows on Patriot Radio Networks, on Truth Networks, on mainstream outlets everywhere. But the key is the message boards. Go to the big message boards right now and tell everybody to tune into that immediately. Right now, let's talk to Tom. And, Tom, where are you calling us from today?
I'm calling from Mississippi.
Welcome.
I just want to say it's an honor to talk to you, sir. I've woke up a couple of years ago and stumbled across your website, and I appreciate the documentation and the reference sources that you've given me to do my own research. I have two questions for you.
Sure.
One of the questions is, is there any way that we can get a copy of the petition you used for your city council to revoke the Patriot Act, or that you did there in Austin? And
I developed that idea, and it got picked up by a lot of great minds. And last time I checked, it was 500, 600 something cities. The media still says 400 and something, but I've seen the list. I think it's around 600. Five states have done it. Several others are considering it. And you can type in "Repeal the Patriot Act Resolution," Alex Jones, into Google, or you'll get other resolutions. My resolution was only passed by four or five towns that I know of. Austin didn't pass my resolution, though my resolution, parts of it were used and put into a watered-down resolution that was passed, and I did with you, the listeners in Texas, in Austin. We did spearhead overturning it here in Austin, but there are a lot of good versions out there on the web, and it's a great idea.
Also, watched the C-SPAN the other night. I watched it both Saturday night and Sunday, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I had one question, and I'll let you go. Of course, Webster Tarpley talked about Bush having a high state of alert for the United States on a nuclear alert before the buildings were done.
Yes.
Is there any way where I can find that? See, everybody that I talk to, they always say, well, are you just repeating what somebody's telling you, or have you personally seen this documentation? And so now I'm just...
Yes, we know that the country was on a high state of alert, had the nuclear strategic air command in the air and the submarines on alert. That I don't have the news articles in front of me, but you can find that with the searches, and it's on all the big 9/11 sites. You can find it. I mean, there are 9/11 sites with tens of thousands of documents and articles and research analysis. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then it's also well known that we're running all those drills that day. That's been everywhere from USA Today to... I mean, if you watch my films, Martial Law or Terror Storm or Road to Tyranny, we show all these news articles and documents in the films.
Right. Yeah, so
you can sit there with it on your television set, pausing the DVD or the VHS tape, then type in the headline names into a search engine and pull them up as you go. Take martiallaw911.info that a listener built, a beautiful site they built that I don't promote properly. If you go to that site, every single document and article in the film, he went through, a great fellow from Michigan, went through and found every document and every article and put them according to time code in the exact second and area they appear in the film. Thank you for the call. Martiallaw911.info. If you missed that web address, you go to AmericanScholarSymposium.org. There's a big link to it on the left-hand side, and there's links on Infowars.com. All right, let's go ahead and talk to William in Georgia. You're on the air, William.
Hey, it's good talking to you, buddy. I just want to bring up the Egyptian mysteries and see what you have to say about that, because in my opinion, that's the biggest driving force of this entire agenda.
Well, yes, our ruling elite. I mean, it's mainstream news that Tony Blair, everywhere he goes, engages in bizarre occultic rituals from Asia to Latin America. He was in Northern California sneaking around the last few days. Now he's in L.A. The reports are he was at Bohemian Grove meeting with George Shultz and Bush and the Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, all of it. Again, German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt wrote his own autobiography, written by Helmut Schmidt, saying he engages in satanic rituals at the Bohemian Grove. He says he loves the druidic rituals they carry out there. He says they have their own rituals in Germany, but his favorite place, he's dead now, to conduct them is the Grove. So we're just reporting the news here.
I don't even know. It's so big. The Egyptian mysteries are the entire thing. It's not just corruption. It's a driving force. And what they want is a 500 million population on this planet.
Georgia Guidestones, you're right there by them.
Yeah. I mean, that's the R.C. Christian. It's the Rose Cross. It's ridiculous. It's right in your face. And, I mean,
in your face is the key. Bayer putting HIV in the blood knowingly and killing hundreds of thousands conservatively in your face. Sterilizing people. Giving people syphilis in your face. Radioactive testing on the troops and nerve gassing troops and killing them in your face. Leaving POWs behind and not even caring in your face. Carrying out 9/11 in your face. American Union being set up in your face. Writing autobiographies saying that they worship the devil in your face. Knowing the general public doesn't read autobiographies by German chancellors. Thanks for the call. Jeff in Tennessee and others, final calls on the other side of this quick break. Go to InfoWars.com right now and secure your copy of my new film, Terror Storm. It is powerful.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Get your tickets quick for the Dallas premiere of Terror Storm the 26th of August. Then in early September, we're going to have 5 showings. Those tickets are already on sale and going fast. We're right here in Austin, Texas, the Alamo Drafthouse South, Lamar. And Terror Storm will not have a big effect, will not expose the New World Order, will not be seen by those that need to see it unless you get it and make copies of it. So, again, I'm asking you to help save this country and use Terror Storm that I beat my brains out making to wake people up. Let's talk to Jeff in Tennessee. Jeff, you're on the air.
Alex, first-time caller, pleasure.
Welcome, thank you.
I work at a great company where we have the privilege of having a speaker come in every Wednesday for a devotional or a musician. And last week, a gentleman came in who is the National Senior Advisor to the Presidential Prayer Committee. And he gave a great message, and that was great. But then, you know, we had the Bush lovers ask questions at the end. And one gentleman asked, well, what's it like to pray with the president, and what's his spiritual life like? And this guy pretty much paused for about what seemed like forever, shook his head, and said, well, I can't talk about a lot of things, but let's just say that if things aren't changed quickly, America is in big, big trouble. And that was just interesting to hear that. And then I went up to him afterwards and asked him about the FEMA plan with the pastors and Romans 13 and what he thought about that. And once again, he shook his head and just pretty much said, pacifists. That's, you know, and so he knows what's going on. It's just it was just interesting to hear what he had to say.
That's amazing. Anything else?
No, that's all I got.
Thank you, first-time caller Jeff from Tennessee. Good to have you on board. Again, I cannot stress enough how important it is. We should also call C-SPAN and thank them for the airings that they have had and ask them to air it again maybe this weekend, or ask them to have myself or Webster Tarpley or Professor Jones or somebody else on Washington Journal. That needs to happen, so everybody call them. I meant to say that earlier. Let's talk to Linda in New York. Linda, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just want to thank you, and I also am a new listener. I just had two main comments. One is about the Internet. I have noticed that AOL has been removing posts when we have been talking about the real stuff that's happening. MySpace bulletin is down currently, where I have put a bulletin for watching C-SPAN. So I know that there's something definitely going on where, and some people from AOL have told me that.
Oh, there are a lot of even, quote, liberal and quote, patriotic libertarian sites that do not allow 9/11 posting. They'll allow anything else, but don't post about 9/11. That's because they know the truth's coming out, so intensify your efforts.
I definitely am trying. Another thing I have a comment about is the Patriot Act 2. Of all the things that are really, really scary that are going on in the world right now, I think for us Americans, the scariest thing is this Patriot Act 2. And and considering that these people go to the Bohemian Grove, I know Ralph Nader said that is definitely a big conflict of interest why these people are going there. And also, anyone that has any type of celebrity status that do listen to your show, I urge them to speak out, because one day they...
Yeah, right now, and listen, I appreciate your call. We're out of time. Sorry to Jim and others. Yeah, one day they're going to be in deep trouble if they don't. I'll just say it. The Dixie Chicks know all about 9/11. The Dixie Chicks have seen my films. The Dixie Chicks have already gone public and even sold more records after they did. And I think they really should go public. I don't know. And I know so many other people that know all about 9/11. I mean, we know who they are. Mel Gibson's one of them. Not going to say any more. And they just need to, of course, look at that whole setup with him. Now the police are saying he wasn't rude and didn't do all that. I smell a big, fat, stinking rat in that whole thing. All right, I'm out of time. I'm sorry, Linda. I'm sorry, Jim. Everybody else holding. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central Time. Tell everybody about the broadcast. It's up to you to get the truth out, and you're doing a great job. That's why the worm is turning. Get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.